Seeing beyond, living transformed is a spiritual crossing of the threshold to the world of being a truly expanded human being. Join medium Cheryl and Kelly for conversations about discovering deep spirituality, developing your intuitive and empathic skills, and personal mediumship. Each episode will focus on tips, tools, and techniques to help you understand and expand your own inner gifts and life journey. You can call in each week to receive spiritual guidance, personal readings, and we'll answer your questions. We'll talk with luminary experts on meditations, the afterlife, energy healing, past lives, and much more. Join our Seeing Beyond spiritual community to learn more about expanding your mind, body, and soul, and have fun on your journey to empower transformation.
Hi, welcome everyone. Welcome to tonight's show, Seeing Beyond Living Transformed. It's a great day. I hope everyone's having a beautiful day today. We want to welcome everyone to the show, to the program. Please say hi in the comments section. Let us know you're here and logging on. Always, I want to say hello to my colleague, Kelly Eckhart. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hi, Carol. I'm great.
Kelly, where are you? Are you in your new store, in your new shop?
I am. I'm at my new shop. This is my office in the back of the crystal store. Very excited. I thought, you know what? I'm here. I'm going to show the background. I have a big office with a little, I'm clumsy, a little kitchen and everything. And then when we have events, I serve food and wine. And so it's not just a crystal store. It's an event center too.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, it looks like you've done a lot of work, Kelly.
Thank you.
Putting it all together. Yeah. So we're excited for you.
Yeah, thank you. Look at all these people. And we have new people. Yeah. It's Christine Jones' first time listening. Well, welcome, Christine. We have Joanne Quinn and, I mean, John Quinn and Joanne Harmeyer. Oh, my gosh. I'm mixing up names. It's been one of those days, you guys. Thank you, Jose. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone. We want to say hi to people on live Instagram as well. We have Anna. We have Patty. We have Art Visualized. We have Miss Bobby 22. Thank you, guys. EGB 878. Thank you all for joining us this evening. Everyone, you are in for a special treat tonight because Kelly and I are going to be doing readings this evening. Yay.
Can we take them backstage, Cheryl, or are we just going to do comments?
We can do both. How's that? If you want, we could do some backstage or something.
Yeah. I like that. And, somebody just asked where my store is. I'm in Sacramento and my store is in East Sac off of 57th and J or between. I'm on J Street right between 57th and 56th, kind of behind the FedEx store, if you know the area, and across the street from Mimosa House, which is a very popular restaurant, I must say. They're always busy.
Yeah. And what's the name of your store?
It's called Moxie Crystals, and we are so close to opening. Maybe I can drag my laptop around. I don't know. I think it messes up my camera if I do that. But I would love to drag it around. Maybe one time I'll come and I'll do on my phone, and we'll walk around the store, and I'll show everybody.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
I am super excited.
Well, welcome to everyone. We want to tell you the title of our show tonight. It's called Voices Beyond Veil. So it is about connecting with your loved ones in spirit, but we'll also be answering questions that you may have about your career, finance, health concerns, relationships, moving or relocating. So let us know. You can always type in some questions whenever we get ready. Kelly, I don't know if we're going to jump in and do readings from the start.
I'm ready. I mean, I think I'm already a little like ungrounded and with spirit because I'm super clumsy. And like I said, I mean, it's been a long day, but I'm like feeling spirit already.
Cool.
So I love that.
For everyone joining us, go ahead if you want, type in your questions in the comment section. We'll be putting a link out to bring you backstage if you want to be on backstage with us. But we're going to do both. We're going to answer some questions from Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. And then we'll also be doing some readings with people on video if they wish to invite them in backstage with us.
Yes.
We also want to say hi to our co-host backstage, by the way. That's Brianna. Hey, Brianna. Thanks for making us look so good and posting our links and really helping us field questions, because we have so many questions that come in just in general into our inbox and our email. Guys, if you want, please feel free to always send a question here in the comments, but also to our email address. It's questions@seeingbeyondradio.com.
And I just want to say to everybody, you know, Brianna, I don't know if you guys get my newsletter, but on Sundays, Brianna writes the most beautiful astrology report for the week and puts a crystal, a crystal for the week and a tarot card for the week. And she does all that for me. And really, she's kind of shy and doesn't like to be on camera, and she doesn't like to take much credit, but I forced her to sign her name to that little, thing that she writes. She's really good. So if there's any astrology questions too, go ahead and ask them. And Brianna, you can answer those in the comments. Feel free, Brianna.
Oh, okay? That's great. Great. Or take yourself off audio even, and just answer it audio only.
Yeah. If you don't want to be on camera, Brianna, you can always come up and just talk. So yeah, we'd love that. And we have somebody backstage already. Let's bring her up. Lindsay.
Bring her up. Come on. I think it's Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi,
Lindsay.
Welcome to our show. I mean, we're
thank
so
you.
Glad that you joined us backstage and you're the first one. What questions or what kind of a reading did you want first, I guess?
I just have some questions about maybe expanding my business in the coming year, whether I'm going to be bringing on some team members and kind of just the health of my overall business.
Okay. Cheryl, do you want to start or you want me to start?
I'll start if you don't mind, Kelly.
You look like you have some.
I know. So Lindsay, you already have your own business, right?
I do.
And I do feel like I do feel like adding team members would be a good idea for you. It feels like you've been open for longer than a year. Is that right?
Yes.
Even 2 or 3 years is what I'm getting. Is that about right?
Yes.
And I do feel it like it started and then maybe you've had some lulls or a little bit of not knowing which direction to go, but really wanting to kick it off or really wanting it to start off.
Yes.
So look, do you do any social media, advertising in that way? Or do you?
I do like LinkedIn posts, but I don't do a lot of other things.
Yeah. I do see. And then also your business, are you mostly stay at home or is this, do you have an office outside?
I have an office. Yeah. I'm actually in my office right now.
Oh, perfect. Because I did feel you having a brick and mortar because I heard that part's going to take off, your name on the outside of the establishment. It feels like it really does take off once people get to know you. What I'm hearing before I hand it over to Kelly is I hear like local advertising or local flyers or locale, right? We have to start off in our neighborhood and our region. But I want to say, I think you're going to need assistance or some team members because it does feel like you get backed up or a waiting list. All right. But I do believe you're on the right path. I almost feel a long time coming. But gosh, it's almost like a dream come true, or it's really something that you have a great passion about. If you understand that, please.
Yeah, I do.
And Lindsay, can you just say the question one more time? I just need to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering kind of if I'm going to be expanding my business to include other team members and just, wanting a pulse on the overall health of my business.
So I totally agree with everything Cheryl said. I do think that expanding is going to help you. And I felt like it's more than just expanding. It's really reaching the community. I feel more, I don't know what you do, but I feel like you need to do more things that bring people like notice of you, almost like advertising, or maybe even if you could do an event, something where they start to find you.
Okay.
What do you do? Are you a healer?
I do invest. I'm an attorney. I have my own firm and I do neutral work. So I do investigations for workplaces and school campuses when there's allegations of harassment, retaliation, that sort of thing, discrimination.
Okay. Oh, that's great. So I feel like maybe talking engagements then, speaking, you know, like going and speaking at different facilities and telling them about what you do. And because I don't feel like enough people know about what you're doing.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're involved with SHRM, S-H-R-M, I think it's called.
I have that. Yeah, I have. I'm aware of them. Yes.
Get really involved with them.
Okay.
I feel like that's really going to help you take off. Networking is so important in your industry, I feel.
Perfect.
But you're on the right path. And I'm not sure you're ready to take on team members, but you're going to by the end of the year. That's what I feel.
Excellent. Perfect. Yeah.
And I see travel. So I don't know if you've thought about that, but I see you traveling to other states to share your services because it's something that doesn't have to be in person. It feels like, like it could be online as well. Yeah. So I do see a lot of good things happening for it. And I feel like I want to tell you 2 years, that feels like to me like the magic number. In 2 years, you're going to look back and be shocked at how much you've accomplished and how you've grown. Because by then, I feel like you're going to have a whole team.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Lindsay.
I think we have to put her down. We're going to put you in the back. Okay.
Okay.
We have to put her down. That sounds bad. I didn't mean that. All right. So I'm going to add Vicky up here and then, or do you want to do a question?
Yeah, let's do a question. Let's do it. Let's kind of go back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to pick someone out of your Instagram or your YouTube?
That's a great idea. Let's see. There are no questions on Instagram.
I'll look for someone.
Oh no, I found one.
Yay.
Our ancestral medicine. When will we buy a house? I feel like it's coming. I feel like you haven't found the house yet because you guys haven't been putting all of your energy into it. There's other things sidetracking you. I feel you're a little bit, sidetracked. I feel like things are getting in the way of this. But I feel like the minute you focus on finding this house, you're going to find the most beautiful home that's perfect for you. And it feels like at the same time, it's not even through a realtor. It's almost like you're driving through neighborhoods that you like and you find a house that you want and you have to contact the realtor to tell them, hey, is this, you know, because it's for sale and you see it. I feel like it's one like a realtor hasn't shown you or something, but you need to drive around. I feel like the areas you want to be to find the home. And I do feel like when you buy this house, it feels to me like it's all going to happen this year. That's what I feel. I feel like you're going to be in the home by Christmas, maybe sooner, probably over the summer. I just feel like you're really close to finding it. You just have to focus on that and only that. That's what I feel. What about you, Cheryl?
I feel that, and I'm so glad you asked, Kelly, because
I might get different things and that happens.
You know, I'm glad you asked because I feel there's something, someone's hesitating around buying a house. I do feel there's a purchase of a home soon or this year, as Kelly mentioned, but I almost feel like someone's been looking, you've been looking for the last year or so, but I feel like someone doesn't feel that they're quite ready. You know, that's what I'm hearing, you know, and it is a scary or nervous process sometimes, but I do feel you find a great home is what I'm hearing. So maybe... Yeah. Look for maybe the neighborhood you want to live in or imagine the area you'd like to live in. If you want to live around a lot of trees or nature or a quiet neighborhood, start imagining that and visualizing that. I just feel the neighborhood is going to attract you to the house.
That's what I felt. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said drive around because I feel like that's where I find it.
Great. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Well, let's bring up Vicky now. And if you understood all of that, please let us know in the comments. It looks like you're on Facebook as well as Instagram. So whichever one, let us know in the comments. Thank you. And let's bring Vicky up. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi. My sister-in-law
and
I run a nonprofit group. And we take care of children who have cancer. And we've been doing this for 14 years. Where do you see us in the future?
Mm-hmm.
You said sister-in-law? Did you say sister-in-law?
Sister-in-law, yes.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure I heard that. You start, Cheryl. I just did the last one, so your turn.
Yeah. Well, Vicki, thank you so much for what you do. Thank you. Number one. Mm-hmm. I do feel your company or your organization expanding, and I heard funding, and I felt large funding coming in. You know how you could get a large funding donation or grant that could carry you a little bit longer? Because I know at times it feels like you're pulling teeth, so to speak, to keep the roof over your head or to keep things running. And I don't know if this organization or where you're working is near a hospital or near a medical center.
And we work out of our homes.
You work out of your homes. I do feel something like funding coming in from a medical center or a medical organization is what I'm hearing. All right. That's why I was wondering if there's someone nearby. I do feel, do you have anyone that you hire out to promote you or ask for funding?
Me. I do all the grants and that.
You are the grant person. Because I do feel more and more grants going out. Okay.
Yes.
I do feel like you will hear something. And I want to say what you're doing, I even feel more people getting involved, whether it's volunteer work. But I want to say there's something about you, the energy of your homes where you are, you know, such that bright light for people. So yes, I would say keep it up and keep those grants going out. I did feel something with the medical establishment, just to tell you.
Do you see us having an office, a building? Mm-hmm. That's our goal, is we really want to get a building.
Kelly, I'll hand it to you on that one.
I want to say no, because I feel like you don't need it, and that's unnecessary money spent. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you are in a great, you have the opportunity to do everything from home and save money on that overhead. I also feel like it's really important that you guys find volunteers to help. I want to say reach out to the universities and the colleges to look for people who need like volunteer hours and things like that, or internships that need for their degrees, because there are a lot of people that are going for degrees to work in public health and to work with nonprofits and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that it would be a great opportunity for somebody in college to help out and get involved.
We do have kids from the school, the high school, that come and help volunteer. But we're trying to get...
I feel college, universities. You need somebody who's working their master's or somebody mm-hmm. who is finishing up their bachelor's. You need somebody a little bit older, I feel, that's really motivated and this is something they're passionate about. Because that's going to take you to the next level. And I also feel like that's going to help you with funding. Because I know you're good at funding, but you need somebody who's really creative mm-hmm. and who's already like studying something where that's like the direction they want to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah. We're trying to get somebody to back us. We want to do a big craft show and get vendors.
That's a great idea.
We can't, it's like.
That's why I feel like you need the younger generation, not the high schoolers, mm-hmm. but the college students. Okay. So reach out to the universities, the city colleges, the state colleges, reach out to them, to their departments that find, you know, that look for internships and say, like, how do we get involved? How do we get interns? And then look at, like, there's certain degrees that this is something that they want to do. Like, my niece did this with her degree, and she's really great at writing grant proposals and all of that. That was part of her degree, right? So there's other people that are doing that. And she did a lot of internships with nonprofits for years before she finished her master's.
Okay.
And that was all part of her education. So you want to, because that makes it affordable for you, because you don't have to pay them a ton of money because they're learning. And mm-hmm. maybe you can even get away with not paying them, but usually I think they get minimum wage. But
we wouldn't be able to afford.
Well, then maybe you get one that's worth the free and they get credits for school for volunteering and working with you. And you might only get them 15 hours a week, but mm-hmm. if you get like two or three, that's a lot of people.
Right.
And if you get them to work together as a team, you know, motivate them, and you get the right person, I feel like you're really close to getting that person to take you the next step.
Okay.
I know I know you've done all the hard work up till now, Vicki, and I really do feel that there's help for you. Mm-hmm. I felt you also doing a silent auction, as you mentioned, and selling artwork or having some kids sell their artwork is what I felt. And I saw you speaking in front of a Rotary Club, right? Asking
that
for
help. Happened.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Like a Rotary Club, the Lions Club, the Shriners Club, you know, any type of a networking business in your neighborhood, because Rotary is so strong, you know, and I mm-hmm. just feel them all chipping in to help you out and maybe meeting the right people lining up. So even though you may not have heard from some of them yet, you can write those follow-up thank you letters for allowing me to speak. Do another presentation if you can. See if you can't get back in there. But those types of organizations are looking for people like you to help. Yeah,
we fed 800 people last year, just out of our homes. Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Miracle workers.
Need it.
I do have one question. It's not about this. I lost my sister in December.
Sorry.
Do you get anything from her, Darlene?
Well, I felt your mother's also crossed over. Is that right, Vicki?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I feel like with your sister, I felt your mother mainly coming through very strong, acknowledging that you're doing, you know, God's work, or you're doing the work of the light. And I feel with your sister that you guys are a lot like each other, or you tag team. Like, did you used to live together or just be very close to each other?
Very, very close.
Like button up system. And your sister does feel to be more of a extrovert or very funny. Mm-hmm. I want to say that she just wants you to keep laughing, like laugh a lot, excuse me. And that the angels are around. So I feel angels to be a message for you or a sign that she's around.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
I really feel everything Cheryl felt. I just feel exactly what Cheryl said, actually. That's exactly what I felt. So I'm going to leave you with that as well. Okay.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening, girls.
I'm going to put you backstage, but if you exit, that would be helpful. Then other people could join, because we have a limited
amount.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Someone is asking, how do we get backstage?
So there is a link that Brianna's posted. Brianna, do you want to post it again?
They're asking it on Instagram. So does Instagram need to...
She put it on my Instagram. There's a link.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So if you're on my Instagram, scroll up to the link that was provided by Seeing Beyond Radio. And then Brianna.
Oh, yes. There's one on mine too. Thank you, Brianna. Maybe Brianna just put it on mine. Thank you.
Yeah. So maybe it's your people that are asking, because I can't see all the questions.
We have a question for Brianna. Should we?
Yeah. Let's ask her.
So Brianna, Miss Bobby 22 on my Instagram. So hi, Miss Bobby 22 is saying that her birthday is March 22nd. Happy birthday coming up. And I am an Aries, but don't feel strong. So Brianna, I don't know if you want to
I will attempt this. I don't like talking online.
So hi, Miss Bobby, we're reaching
pushing her out of her comfort zone, everybody.
I am so not good at this. So
you're great.
Aries is your sun sign, but that's like such a small portion of your chart, like a full birth chart. There is also what most people will go off of is also their moon sign and their rising sign. And then sometimes, to make it, you know, even more complicated, if you look at your whole chart and you have, say, like you have Aries in your sun, but it's also your Venus sign and your Mars sign, then you have a stellium, which that could mean that that's something that resonates in your chart even more than like your sun sign would. So it's kind of a lot more complicated than most people might think. But if you don't resonate with Aries, that is totally not uncommon. Most people will look at their stuff and go, I don't believe in astrology, because it says that I'm an Aries, and I don't feel like that at all, because you have something in your chart that's a little bit heavier for you than that Aries might be. if that makes sense at all.
No, that makes great sense.
Okay.
That was awesome. Yeah. Thank that you, was great. Brianna.
Thank you, Brianna. And you know, we have a lot of Aries in our family, don't we, Brianna?
We do. Aries and Capricorn rule our family's chart.
Oh my God. We know a lot about Aries and Capricorns. Our families are true Aries.
So, Miss Bobby, we hope that helped you, and happy birthday upcoming March 22nd.
You know, my sister's March 23rd, Brianna's mother.
Oh.
Yeah. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And thank you for the great question. And thank you, Brianna. We yes, won't talk anymore.
I'm running away now. Okay. Bye, guys.
Oh, that was awesome. So should we bring Trina backstage now?
Please.
Okay. Hi, Trina. How are you?
Hi. Hi, guys. I have a question. There's been a humongous change in my life in the last year and a half, and it has to do with my child, and he's a grown adult. I just want to know if you see anything there.
He's not passed, right? You're not trying to trick us.
I have a daughter who passed.
Okay. I did feel spirit, but I didn't feel a son in spirit. So that's why I was like making sure you weren't messing with us here.
No, she's passed.
I'm so sorry. But with your son, I really feel like he's going through a transition in life. I feel like he's an empathic soul who feels so much and gets overwhelmed so easily by the littlest of things because the energy is overwhelming to him. He's like this, he's just so open. He's also not open to the spirituality, though, is the problem. And because of that, like, he's just walking around wide open and he doesn't educate himself, right? Which a lot of people do in our society. And so I just think that what's happening right now feels to me like he is trying to figure out what he wants in life. He's very lost feeling, okay? But he's going to figure it out. And I just want you to support him and love him no matter what. I don't feel that there's like drug issues or things like that. I feel like it's just more trying to figure out what he wants to do in life. He feels lost or confused. Is he in a relationship as well?
He is now. He has zero communication with me. And
he's figuring out life. And you know, here's the thing. I know he's not talking to you. But I feel like a lot of this has to do with like his dad.
Absolutely.
And I feel like dad has really messed him up and he's figuring that out. But the sad part is that, you know, you're left because I don't even feel like he's talking to dad right now.
He's not.
So nobody. I want to say, send him love. Do you do any kind of energy healing?
I do. And
when you meditate, imagine sending him all the love in the world and just keep sending it to him every day. If you meditate, even if you don't meditate, sit around and just send him that love. You know, my daughter didn't talk to me for a year and I just kept sending her love and talking to her from that way. And, you know, we're good now. We're working on it. And, you know, that happens with our adult children because there's no parent manual that tells us what to do. And we are not perfect. Nobody's parents are. And we make mistakes. And so when our kids get older, and right now what's happening, and I've seen this a lot on Instagram, is there's this whole, like, I want to say, like, I don't know what you would call it, but a lot of people posting about childhood trauma and this and that. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me what they're doing is actually almost brainwashing people into thinking that their childhood was a trauma when it really wasn't. Because I know childhood trauma. And what my daughter and other people think is childhood trauma, that's their perception because I feel like society is kind of bringing it to light in a way that isn't healthy right now. So he's a little lost, but he's going to find his way. Is he 25, between 25 and 30?
Yes.
Yeah. When he hits 32, that's not how long he's going to talk to you before then. But at 32, he has a complete epiphany. Okay. And it's almost like an awakening for him. Okay. And he's going to be very appreciative of you and your relationship now versus then is going to be so different. You're going to be a big part of his life. He's not a father yet, is he?
No.
Right. I feel like it's when he becomes a father is when he really realizes how much you've done for him. Because you did it on your own. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't quite get that yet because he hasn't really experienced being a father. And, you know, when they're that age, they don't really see the whole picture. It's very one-sided. And he's a very smart young man, but he gets stuck in his thoughts and he gets overwhelmed in his thoughts and he gets a lot of anxiety from it. And for him, it's much easier just to cut everybody off.
Yeah.
Don't give up on him. Send him messages every couple of months. If that's, you know, if you've just letting him know, I'm always here and I love you.
Just send him through the air. He asked me not to have any contact. And that is totally not me. And I've given him that for a year and a half.
You're a mom.
I know.
You're a mom.
I'm not spoken to him. So you feel in you. Send an
email. Send an email every so often and say, you're always on my mind. I love you. I'm here for you no matter what. Unconditional love. Whatever you need to say, just keep it short and brief. Let him know. Maybe it's every 2 months, every 3 months. And just a reminder. He might block it, whatever. But he'll look at it, you know, yeah. Even if it's a text message, even though it's blocked, they'll look at it. Okay. Yeah. And it's just a comforting thought for them. And then keep sending him energy. He's going to come around here. I feel in the next year, he's going to talk to you. It'll be brief, but be patient and be understanding and be able to hear him out without getting upset. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His perception's a little screwed up right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he's had some brainwashing.
That feels that way.
Yeah, no, it does. It feels that way. It feels like somebody's really messed with his mind.
Yeah.
So you can't argue with the perception because that's somebody's perception, right? His perception's been altered, but there's nothing you can do about that. Okay. You just have to accept it and send him love. Okay?
I can do that.
I think it's going to be okay. You guys are going to figure this out. How long has it been since you talked? 2 years? A year?
A year and a half.
Yeah.
And it was in a letter. It was written in a letter. And he didn't call me mom for the first time in his 27 years.
Hmm.
And very, very much felt that it wasn't him in the letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's lost. He's confused. Mm-hmm. Does he suffer from anxiety? Has he always had anxiety? Yeah.
Yes. You know, and he was just learning to accept feeling spirits with him and around him, and it was a lot for him.
He's a healer.
Absolutely, 100%.
But he does not want to embrace that. He does not want to be pushed in that direction. And you have to honor that. When he's ready for that, which he will be when he's in his 40s, but he's not now.
I hear my daughter more than I've ever heard her in the 35 years since she's been gone.
She's working with him.
Yeah. That's what she keeps telling me.
She comes to him in dreams and he's very open to the dreams. Good. He doesn't like it, but he is. You have anything, Cheryl? Yeah.
Well, she sends you butterflies. I know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do you understand that? And that she's giving you strength and she's sending you love. And I feel like she's calling you mama. Like, everything's all right, mama. Can you understand that?
Absolutely.
Also, I felt ballet shoes with her, or she's dancing again. So I'm not sure if it's exactly ballet shoes, but it's all about dancing and being in the light.
She had muscular dystrophy, and I danced with her. Oh. I held her until she had passed. So,
how lovely.
Yeah. And the butterflies, you know what's funny is I held my mother in, it's been 2 years, in her last moments of her life. But prior to her doing that, she told me my son was going to do this to me and just to love him and let him.
So wow. She said.
And I do get more butterflies in my life than I ever got.
Oh, I am thrilled for you. And I'm happy that you recognize the signs and how wise for your mother to have known and to share that information. As Kelly said, I mean, I do feel he's safe, but there is that emotional, there's that emotional block or whatever we call it. But I did also feel he'll come back around. Like he will reach out to you. And I do feel it will get more and more. So it will maybe start off slow, but your daughter is just sending you so much strength and she hasn't let you go.
I don't know how I've gotten through the last year and a half of zero communication other than putting it out into the universe.
Yeah.
I didn't hear from my daughter for a year.
Wow.
My sister hasn't heard from her daughter for 8 years now.
I think the thing that stands out is he couldn't handle me telling how proud I was of him because he's very smart. He's extremely smart.
And well, he's on the spectrum, isn't he?
Yeah, he told me in the letter that he looked in the mirror and he did not see who I said I was proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to really rethink maybe what did I do, but I was proud of him.
Yeah.
I still am.
Nothing you have done at all. Yeah. But we hope that helped. We hope we've
thank you. You guys were right. You were spot on, both of you. And I appreciate you. Thank you very much. I'll get out of line.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us tonight.
You can exit out once we put you backstage, then somebody else can get back. I don't know that we'll get everybody, but thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys.
I wish you the best. Thank you so much, Trina. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Lots of love.
I just want to make a little announcement. We might not get to everybody backstage. We're doing our best, but a spot just opened up. So if somebody wants to try to get backstage again, I can't promise we're going to get to everybody. We're trying, but when we do get to you, please have either a question ready if it's psychic or if it's a mediumship reading, who you want us to connect with in the spirit world, your loved one. Be prepared to tell us this because we only have a limited time and we want to jump right into it. Okay. And I think only Cheryl is going to connect or I'm going to connect. We're not going to both connect to everybody because we want to get to more people. Mm-hmm. So next one is the questions in the comments. You want to find one, Cheryl? There is a good one.
Go ahead and take it.
I have a good one here, which sounds really interesting. From Maria Camp, 1120. Mm-hmm. What is causing my son to talk out loud to himself? His med was increased, but it's restarting again. What can help him to stop? Any suggestions? Marie, I don't know how old your son is, but when I read that, I instantly felt like you have the wrong doctor for him. I instantly felt like you need to get a second opinion on what's going on. I also feel like the medication is the wrong medication for him and you want to look at other options that's what I feel like. Look at other options. But that one caught my eye and I felt like I needed to tell you that right away. That's the wrong doctor and the wrong meds. What about you, Cheryl?
Oh, I thought we were just doing one question each there, Kel. But I will jump in and say, absolutely. It feels like he has so much energy. You know, it's almost like an excess of energy. So I'm going to just end there and go with Kelly's response there.
Yeah. So just we'll leave you with that. And so Cheryl, your turn now.
Yeah. Let's bring up John Quinn. Hi, John. Can we bring you to the stage? Oh, did I bring him? Oh, I'll add him in. Hi, John.
Hey, Cheryl. Hi, Kelly.
Sorry. It's great to see you, John.
Yeah. We've done mediumship before, but tonight I think I want to do a psychic reading.
Go for it.
Yeah, because yours truly has been going through kind of just a tough time lately. I work normally as a background actor in movies and TV in New York, and I've hit a wall right now. You know, I really haven't been working, and I've just been down lately. I've been really depressed and, you know, hoping, you know, that things will get better. I do all kinds of meditation every morning and, you know, I try to send it out to the universe, you know, just throw it out there, send me where I've got to go. And things are just not really progressing. They're not moving. And it's just, I'm a worry wart. It just leaves me concerned, you know, I start to worry about, you know, things like my health and things like, I'm okay. I mean, I'm not suggesting I'm wrong right now, but things have really been kind of coming down on me lately. And I just wanted to see what you both thought.
Yeah. I do feel like a change of pace with you. Look, there's so much energy happening right now with the seasons of changing and our time change. As what I'm hearing is to get outside more right now, like try to spend some of your extra time, taking care of yourself or stepping into health. Getting into your work though, John, do you ever think about changing agents or managers in this way?
You know, I don't have an agent. I mean, I do everything like through central casting and okay. And actually, I talked to a friend yesterday who suggested that I go out and get an agent. I have a friend who has an agent, so I'm considering talking to him and to see what I can do about getting one.
Yeah, it's almost like just adding new sparks, you know, is what I felt. So yeah. I would agree with your friend, absolutely, and follow up on that. Because I do feel it's almost like getting new energy into your profile or into your resume. Yeah. Because I feel in some way there's paying jobs out there too for you. You know, are you getting paid right now with your work acting? And
yeah, since I'm not working right now, I mean, yeah. I'm like what they call like a day player. You know, I get called on to a gig and then I work that day and I get basically paid. So it's just by the days I work. So
I keep hearing more, meaning more jobs coming. So maybe that's just it, that little shift of getting that agent or looking into it. Even those action steps shifts the energy.
Yeah.
But you need to spend more time outside is what I'm hearing, because I don't know if you stay inside a lot or you're just in, you know. In.
Yeah, I do try to get out. I mean, I get out pretty much every day. I try to do a lot of walking and just get air into my lungs and, you know, just keep myself moving. And but I do spend a lot of time indoors. So
yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I have for you, John. I hope that's helpful. I hope that resonates. Kelly, do you want to add to that or do you
just
feel like
you lots of love, John? I feel like it's gonna get better here real soon. That's what I feel. So we're gonna send you lots of love and everybody sending you lots of love
I know.
Too. And I love that. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Good All luck. Right. Okay.
Hugs, John.
All right, ladies, thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you both.
Thank you so much.
Likewise. Big hug.
Okay. Have a great night.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye. All right. Comment. You want to pick a comment now since I went rogue earlier and just did it?
Yes, I will. I'm here. I'm getting something from you went rogue earlier. It's funny, Kelly.
I did.
Adriana on my Instagram says, hello, my boyfriend recently just passed away while I was with him, and I was wondering how he's doing over there. So I'm feeling, Adriana, love, love, love. That's just what I'm hearing. Love, love, love. I don't know if there's a recent tattoo on his behalf or, but I feel like a patchwork. Someone got a symbol for him or a recent tattoo, I will use that to say he's doing great over there. I do know that. Hi.
Hello. Oh, you're backstage too.
Oh, you're backstage too. Hi, how are you?
That's awesome.
That's okay. Good.
Oh, here's the tattoo.
Hey, is that a signature or writing? Yeah, writing. It's, yeah. I love it. When I feel the writing, I'm hearing love, 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 love. Now, did he used to smoke cigarettes or smoke? Because he goes, I'm not smoking anymore. You're supposed to know that I'm not smoking anymore. And I just feel him laughing and telling you that. And, yes. You know, life's a hoot over here. He's making the best of things, you know, feeling that, you know, feeling an appreciation really for everyone on the call tonight, how we're all invested in helping you, but also are connecting with our loved ones. So he would want this group energy. Like, I think we're all feeling the vibe of him, and he is all about rock and roll or music. And it's almost like he's saying, get up everybody and dance. Like, you know, don't go through life, you know, feeling bad for yourself or, you know, at a slower pace. I do want to say he just said you're doing the right thing. So I feel like in something you just made a decision to do, Adriana, is that right? Either in your life or with him, like you just made this decision and he's saying you did the right thing.
Okay. I need to think about it more, but I don't know at the moment.
Yeah, that's fine. Are you taking a class or a certification, please? Or
his mom actually just did. And the thing about making a decision could also be for her because she's thinking about moving and we were looking at houses the other day.
That's it. That's the right decision then. So just to let you know, he's helping you. He's a helper now. He's a helper. Even though he's not in charge, he wants to still be in charge, but he goes, I'll be a helper on this one.
That's awesome. I love that.
Lots of love and lots of kisses. And he loves the red lipstick. I feel like he used to live, wear red lipstick and leave those kiss marks, you know, kisses. And so I don't know if you want to do that, but, you know, it's like he just, and I know you still smell his fragrance or you have his t-shirts, that type of feeling. Like he's very much with you and he holds your hand at night, especially. I want to tell you, I know the nights are hard, but that's when he's with you, especially. And drink more water. For some reason, Adrienne, I'm supposed to tell you to drink more water. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That would be something you would say, like, take care of your health.
Yeah. Can you ask him if I'll see him again?
Absolutely, you'll see him again. And you'll even see him in this lifetime, you know, perhaps either in your dream state or, you know, how we can see the silhouette sometimes. Or sometimes I do believe spirit can superimpose over someone, even if it's just for a second, a millisecond even, to show you that they're with you and that they care. I'm also hearing that you see the reflection in a mirror with him. So do you even have a picture of him on your mirror or something? That feeling of that. So I'm just getting chills. I just feel, and he wants you to walk more. We're all talking about walking more, like move your legs, right? He loves your legs, loves your legs. Get out and move some more. Aww. To the music. Wear his headphones, he says. Wear his headphones or his ear pods. You understand that, please?
Yeah.
Beautiful, Cheryl.
So lots of love. And he gives me this heart sign just to tell you, Adrienne, like you're all heart. And he goes, you're easy to find. I'll never lose you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love that reading, Cheryl. That was beautiful.
That's really you're sweet. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being on the call with us tonight.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You. Adrienne, thank you so much. So sorry for your loss.
Okay. Thank you.
So, question. I will pick one this time, or am I stepping
yes,
on?
Yes, please. Go ahead, please.
So, let's see. It says, from Rosemary Wright, please, can you tell me what is going on with my nervous system? Pain mm-hmm. in stomach, ringing, mm-hmm. and pressure in my ears. Can you tell me what I can do to help with this, please? Mm-hmm. Rosemary, I really feel like you're having, like, it's almost like you're overstimulated and you're very sensitive. And when we get overstimulated and we're sensitive, it can really affect our stomach. And the ringing is, you have a high, interesting, I feel like you hear tones that not everybody hears. My son's the same way. And he hears like the dog whistles and I can't hear them. Right? Like there's certain high pitched tones that humans don't normally hear. I feel that you're hearing these because you're so alert and so open. I want to encourage you to focus on meditation, because I feel like that's really going to help with some of the stomach issues, and your anxiety level feels very high. Please let me know in the comment if this makes sense, and just post in the comments. But I feel like getting your anxiety under control, and some of the things you can do is meditation. Working on, I want to say, what is that? Retraining your brain, rewiring it in a sense by working on your self-talk. Because I think sometimes you go on and on in your mind, you overthink things. And so really just surrendering to allowing the thought of, I trust that the universe has my back. You know, I trust that I'm, you know, everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to be and I'm going to be okay. And not worried about all of the consequences. Yes, your body is on alert all the time. That's why you are an empath. You're also, I feel, probably a healer. If you're not already, you know, practicing that, you might be in a field where you work with people in a healing modality. Like maybe you work for a doctor or the vet, or you're in HR where you're helping people. You're always helping people. So it's really important to focus on managing your own energy and learning to manage that by meditation, you know, boundaries. You don't like to say no to people. You say yes to everybody. It's time to start saying no. Okay. So I hope all of this helps.
And Cheryl does this beautiful healing circle on Sunday nights with a meditation. Mm-hmm. You should start going to that. Okay. You should definitely start going to that with Cheryl on Sunday nights. I go to it when I feel overwhelmed because Cheryl does this amazing energy meditation where I feel like she's healing all of us at the same time. And it's an amazing feeling. And I think that you would really benefit from that. So I'll recommend that. There's the link right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's free to join. And look, if you can't make it on Sundays for anyone, if you can't make it on Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific on Zoom, sign up and we'll send you a recording. And because it does come with a beautiful meditation. So it's thank amazing. You. Colin.
Yeah. No, yeah, Cheryl needs to record those meditations. So I will leave you with that. Thank you so much. And Cheryl, it's 7:52.
I know. Should we talk about our announcements?
Flew by.
I'm like, telling you.
Flew by. And we have so many people backstage still. So let's do a little announcement and then grab one more person.
Okay. That's great.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Okay. So I'm sorry, everybody. We tried. It was hard.
We can do this again, though.
Yeah, maybe we will do it next week. Who knows? Okay. You go
But
ahead.
It's a lot of fun. I love doing readings for everyone. And I know Kelly and I appreciate it.
I feel like we could do this for like 3 or 4 hours and still wouldn't connect with everybody, but we'd try.
Yeah.
Okay. She's already posting your events, Cheryl. So go for it.
Yeah, thank you. Just to share with everyone, you know, on May 28th is my next online small group event. So
March,
did I say May? Yeah, I'm in my birthday month already. Yes, I'm thinking about my birthday already. So March 28th is my next small group reading. And look, you can schedule a private reading with me, an individual reading if you wish. Or your own group reading with me, if you wish. But this one is a small group reading, and it's March 28th. I'd love to see you there. Thank you, Brianna, for posting that link. I have one every month, so if you can't make March 28th, please check out my upcoming events. Also, I want to tell you that even tomorrow morning, I'm doing a meditation. If you're part of my Energy Transformation membership, tomorrow morning I do the meditation. So check out on my website, Energy Transformation Sessions, where we work with your energy field. We work with our individual transformative auric energy fields to teach you about them and how to balance and strengthen them. So tomorrow morning is the meditation for everyone who's already a member. But please join. You can join monthly or annually, and I'd love to have you be a part of that. And then lastly, along with my Sunday night healing prayer circles, I do April 11th. I'll mention this again, but I'll be with Suzanne Northrup April 11th. We're doing a group reading event. And this is a great way to see two mediums work, just like Kelly and I work tonight. It'll be me and Suzanne working online to do as many readings as we can.
Is it April 24th or 11th?
April 11th. Did I say 24th?
No, but Brianna put the 24th, so that's why I was confused. Is that the same event?
It's April 11th.
Oh, sorry. Well, it says April 24th in Suzanne's link.
Okay. Thank you. I'll let her know, but it's April 11th.
Okay.
Unless she has me as a surprise guest that I don't know about.
Yeah, no, that's okay, because it says it even in her link. You see at the bottom?
Yeah, I see it at the bottom. But guys, you can always sign up along with Kelly's website, mediumkelly.com. You could sign up for my website, mediumcheryl.com. And Kelly and I will always keep you informed of what we're doing and what's happening. So thanks, everyone, for listening to my upcoming events. And Kelly, what's happening on your end?
I am excited because I have a small group reading tomorrow night, and I still have some openings because I have not booked it up. Everybody gets a reading. It's online. So please check it out. And the tickets are $100 and you're guaranteed a reading. It's a 2-hour event. It's a lot of fun. It's on Zoom. And once you register and sign up, you'll get a link. So definitely check that out. I love that, you know, everybody kind of gets a reading. Y'all have a good time. It's a fun, I like it. And you get the recording. So that's coming up tomorrow night. Next month, I have my open mic night on 420. I don't know if anybody follows me, but 420 is a sign that I get from my son who passed. He was a huge stoner. And I was trying to plan it around the full moon, and that was the closest I could get to the full moon on a Saturday night. So it's 420 next month. It's in person in Sacramento. So if you're from Sacramento, definitely come check it out. We serve wine. We serve, I do a big charcuterie board for everybody. You can come a few minutes early. There'll be crystals to shop from because my crystal store is opening here in about the first weekend of April. I also have, let's see, did she put this up? Yeah, join the mailing list. I also have Colby Rebel coming in April. And I don't know those dates. So Brianna, if you have those, that would be great. She's coming and she's going to teach a workshop at my crystal store and do a dem in the evening. I think it's the 27th of April, but I'm not sure. So check that out. Colby Rebel's amazing. She's a Sacramento medium. She's a lot of fun. She has a lot of energy and she does really, she can do a lot of readings quick. And I love that about her. So definitely check that out. She's a great medium to come and watch or even learn from. So, and I think I will have an online small group reading next month. I just don't post it till this one's done. Mm-hmm. And I'll have an in-person one at my store next month. I'm just waiting to post it till I finish tomorrow night. And then I'll post those two next month. I think that's it for me. So did you want to bring one more person backstage, Cheryl?
I do. Let's go for it, Kelly. I'll let you start this one. You will both pitch in.
Hi. It's Tolefili.
Tolefili.
Tolefili. Okay, I'm trying.
It's okay.
How can we help you today? And you have the beautiful smile. I love it.
You do. You do.
I just wanted to see if my grandma came in for you guys or just any loved one that has passed.
Okay. So your grandmother was, I feel like,
Bless you.
Allergies. Bless you. Oh my gosh. I feel like your grandmother was like a force to be dealt with. Like she was a lot but fun, and she would just say it like it was. Like she didn't beat around the bush, but she was so funny and so fun to be around and so full of energy that to me it feels like she should have lived forever. I mean, she just had this mind that was like never stopped, you know, and she was quick-witted. Like she had the quickest comebacks, and I feel like everybody had like a funny nickname or, you know, and she'd put everybody to work. You know, like she was just really great at bringing everybody together and making them all laugh. But also you have to worry about sometimes with her, the older she got, like, what is she going to say? Oh my gosh, we have to be careful. Like she's so funny, but you're like, shh, don't say that, grandma. I just feel like she used to crack you up and make you laugh. I also feel like she would have been somebody that cared for you when you were young and been like another mother to you. Loved you more than anything. And I know that you have siblings because I feel like she loves all of you guys and loved being a grandmother, but felt like a mom to you guys too.
Yeah.
Do you understand this?
Yeah. So she took care of me and my brother because my mom was always working and my dad.
And she loved your mom and she loved your family. Like she just loved being needed.
Yeah.
She always wanted to take care of you guys, but also tell you what to do.
Yeah.
She liked being the boss.
Yeah.
She's really sweet. She's very funny. She's so proud of you. I do feel like it's been a while since she passed, a few years.
Yeah.
Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And she's like totally aware of what's going on in your life and wants you to know, like, she's very involved. Since she's passed, has there been a big family change? Like, is there a new addition to the family? Or a change, like a marriage or a kid, a child born or something?
There's been someone like taken out.
I feel like that's possible, but I feel like what I'm talking about is like some big changes that happened.
My cousin's getting married this
family. So she's like totally excited about that. She likes to focus on the positive things. Is April her birthday or your birthday?
No, her birthday's July.
Don't tell me that, but who's in April? That's okay. Do you have a cousin in April? Because I feel like or is their wedding in April?
No.
Okay. I feel like April's an important month, she's saying. Okay. So I do feel like there's some big good news happening in April. So be open to that. And are you in school or did you just finish school?
I'm taking a break semester.
But you're still in school?
Yeah.
So she's really proud of the direction you're going in school. So I don't know if you changed your degree. Okay. So she's happy for this. That's what I feel like. She's like, you're on the right path. You're on the right path. And she's just like so happy. Do you work with animals now?
No.
Do you love animals or something?
I do.
Talking about you working with animals one day.
Oh.
So I just want you to know that. Like, she's going to help you. I don't know what capacity. Maybe you're going to be a foster mom for animals, you know, dog or cat.
That a lot, yeah.
Well, she's with you. So awesome. She's supporting you in all your journey. And did you, I know your cousin's getting married, but are you in a new relationship? Or are you married?
No.
Oh, because I feel like she wants to bring you that relationship.
Oh.
When you're ready. Okay. She wants to help you. She's like, because she says she needs help. That's what she She's so funny. She's like, she doesn't have the best picker. I need to help her. She loves you so much, though. She just wants to be a part of your life, even from the other side. Okay. So I'm going to leave you with that. Tolifili. Is that Filipino or what is that?
Tongan.
Oh,
okay. Oh, you're Tongan. Oh, yeah. Hello, Tonga. Oh,
hello.
Hello, Tonga. I've sailed the Tongan Islands.
Oh my God.
We love Tonga.
Amazing thing.
We love Tonga. Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming backstage. We wish you the best.
Okay? This was awesome.
Your grandma loves you. Okay. Go to sleep tonight and dream with her. She'll be there. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that was lovely, Kelly.
Thank you. That was fun. I feel like these glasses are weird and they're making me like look, my eyes are closed.
Oh, you know, you look great. You look great.
They're Paul's glasses. I stole them.
You're wearing your husband's glasses?
We always steal each other's glasses. It's a big thing we do. He bought ones that I like. They're just over the counter ones. We're going to the eye doctor this month. So,
okay.
To get new glasses.
Well, I mean, Kelly, it's been such a joy doing readings with you. It's been so long for us to, since we've done readings, really. I mean, you've been away and now you're back and we're just getting started, but oh my gosh. So for everyone that got a reading tonight, we sure appreciate, we hope you received some validation, confirmation. And for people who didn't get a reading, it's right, Kelly, right? That, you know, look, you may not get the reading directly, but you could still feel your loved ones, right? Or you may be able to receive some of that information for yourself. Or maybe you're going through that same transition or transformation that someone else is going through, and you can relate to the questions or even the advice or the guidance that Kelly and I offered tonight. So please know that Spirit has quite the intelligence to reach as many people as they can. Okay.
They do. Thank you, everybody. We so appreciate you.
And we'll be doing this again, but please join us next week. It'll be Kelly and myself. We'll be back here next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And you'll be watching us again on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We so appreciate or any of the other podcast platforms. But you've been watching Seeing Beyond Living Transformed. We so appreciate our audience. We have such a great audience. Please share our show with your friends, with your family, and sign up for our newsletters. And really, we thank you for being part of our community and part of our family. So thank you, everyone. Namaste. Good night,
everybody.